Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Drought killing endangered Sonoran pronghorn. Drought conditions in the Southwest are threatening the survival of the endangered Sonoran pronghorn antelope. Despite gains made by the Sonoran pronghorn population last year in favorable weather and forage conditions, current conditions have compromised this subspecies. The U.S. population has taken a drastic turn for the worse, biologists say. With the exception of the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, the rain we've gotten to date appears to be too little or not in the right location, said U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Recovery Coordinator John Morgart. This year's relentless drought has eliminated any chances for successful pronghorn reproduction this year and killed off otherwise healthy adults who cannot find enough food. The minimal forage available may not contain enough moisture for adults to maintain water balance and to suckle their young. With 5 to 6 predominantly dry years in a row, the pronghorn are challenged to find enough nutrition in native vegetation. The growth of their preferred nutrient and moisture-rich forage is prompted by rainfall, and the animals cannot travel to where rain is falling because of the obstacles surrounding their remaining range. This is a red alert situation, said H. Dale Hall, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Southwest Regional Director. The drought is posing a severe threat to a subspecies already low in numbers, but with our partners, we are committed to doing everything we must to keep this animal from extinction. Emergency actions will include the development of localized water supplies and systems of delivering it to supplement the pronghorn's plant diet. To prepare for the possibility of another harsh year, recovery team partners will also construct 6 emergency water sources for direct access by pronghorn this winter. Other ongoing actions include extending public access road and campground closures, placement of small emergency water drinkers and supplemental forage such as grass, hay, and pelleted wildlife feed, the drilling of test wells for potential forage enhancement. The Sonoran pronghorn is one of 5 subspecies within the Antilope Capridae family, the only native North American antelope. There are 3 isolated populations of the subspecies, including 2 in Mexico and 1 in Arizona. All 3 contend with interstate highways, border fencing, and railroads that confine their populations and prevent movement beyond their current range. Much of their survival depends on favorable weather and the efforts of a binational recovery team dedicated to the recovery of the Sonoran pronghorn. Wandering skipper butterfly listed as endangered. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has listed the Carson wandering skipper butterfly as an endangered species. The Carson wandering skipper is a small tawny orange butterfly found only in northwestern Nevada and northeastern California. We know of only 2 populations of the skipper, and both are threatened with habitat destruction, said Robert Williams, supervisor of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Nevada office. Butterflies are important environmental monitors. They react to slight changes in their habitat, which can be a signal that something is wrong in that area. The action was taken because the butterfly's 2 remaining populations, one in Washoe County, Nevada, and one in Lassen County, California, face numerous threats, including off-road vehicles, livestock grazing, non-native plant invasion, development, and other human activities. Pending water export proposals at both sites would likely lower the groundwater and contribute to the loss of saltgrass, the butterfly's larval food source. The Carson wandering skipper has a very tight relationship with its host plant, saltgrass, and adjacent nectar sources, said Mace Vaughn, staff entomologist for the Xerces Society, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to the conservation of invertebrates. Because its habitat requirements appear to be very specific, it will be important that any suitable habitat is protected and surveyed for the butterfly right away, Vaughn added. And we thank the Environment News Service for these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-